Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Monday, January 12th, 2026. On Wednesday, the Criminal Justice and Public Safety Committee of the Maine State Legislature will hold a work session on one of the bills I mentioned last week, LD 1671, an act to establish disclosure requirements regarding law enforcement officer credibility information. The summary of the bill starts, quote, "This bill requires that a law enforcement agency disclose to a prosecuting attorney's office when a law enforcement officer who is a potential witness in a criminal prosecution has engaged in certain specified conduct that calls into question the credibility of the officer as a witness, including but not limited to knowingly making untruthful statements of material facts, tampering with evidence, other dishonest acts or admissions of dishonesty, demonstrated patterns of bias against protected classes, and facts reflecting an officer's impaired ability to perceive or recall the truth of a matter. Law enforcement agencies must notify the law enforcement officer when disclosing the credibility information to a prosecuting attorney's office." And the next few paragraphs of the summary go into further detail. The bill had a public hearing last week, and the written testimony of seven people can be now viewed online. A representative of the Maine Law Enforcement Coalition testified in opposition to the bill. One of their stated concerns is that, quote, "unproven accusations or subjective claims may follow indefinitely," end quote. And that's in reference to following the officer indefinitely. And that raises the question, what about all the arrest logs in newspapers? Members of the public have their names associated with crimes the police are accusing them of before they ever have a trial. And what about the Trump administration's top law enforcement officials calling peaceful protesters domestic terrorists and hate agitators, among other things? Seems related. That's part of why I'm outlining what's going on locally today. The Maine Chiefs of Police Association not only testified in support of an act to establish disclosure requirements regarding law enforcement officer credibility information, but they actually requested the bill be introduced in the first place, quote, "because Maine lacks a clear, consistent, and fair process for handling law enforcement credibility information," end quote. The Maine Association of Criminal Defense Lawyers spokesperson Walter McKee also testified in support, writing, quote, "defendants are entitled to know about a law enforcement officer's credibility issues," citing a case from 1972 in which the U.S. Supreme Court held that, quote, "evidence that would serve to impeach a witness's credibility must be provided by the government to a defendant," end quote. They continued, "and yet despite this decades-old decision and an expectation that law enforcement agencies would provide this information to prosecutors, that information is often not forthcoming at all." Representatives for the Maine State Police and the Maine Municipal Association also offered testimony in support of the bill. Paul Gaspar, executive director of the Maine Association of Police, testified in opposition to the law enforcement credibility bill, writing 2.5 single-spaced pages detailing their position. I'll link to all of this so you can read it yourself if you'd like. If any members of the public have submitted testimony, it was not yet posted to the committee's page as of Friday afternoon. The work session on the bill will be held on Wednesday, so there is still time to offer your feedback to the committee via email or phone if you'd like. The work session on Wednesday will start at 9:45. The committee will also be holding work sessions at the same time on two other bills, so this one may not be brought up first. It may be a little bit later than that. Members of the public can attend work sessions in person or observe via the live stream. There's a lot of lawmaking happening in Augusta right now. You can see what interests you and watch what your representatives are up to at legislature.maine.gov. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.